The pop-up exhibition called Outcry is on the second floor of Christ Church Neighborhood House. That's a place right now being used as a performance venue for the First Person Arts Festival. Curator Leslie Guy says Outcry was created in partnership with First Person Arts.
Violence towards African Americans is something that we kind of deal with on an ongoing basis, but we wanted to find a way to take our message and bring it forward to a wider and more diverse audience.
13 artists contributed 50 pieces related to Michael Brown in Ferguson, Mississippi, Freddie Gray in Baltimore, and other unarmed African-Americans who were killed by police. Some of the work is made by longtime activists whose work puts the recent incidents in historical context, like the work of former Freedom writer Janet Brown Reinitz. Other artists reacted to violence by imagining a safe, magical future. Josh Grauper's printed pattern on textile describes a galactic Afrofuture paradise.
There's some work that's a little bit more direct and more confrontational and more jarring, but there's other work that's quiet. I wanted the exhibition to shout and whisper.
Guy believes artists play a critical role in social change. Outcry will be on view through the weekend. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.